Welcome to the Simple Man Radio, week 11, midweek pick'em show. We got a fun episode. It's me, Zach Camp. We're presented by Awaken Enterprises. We're going to get into 8 games, including the Steelers. We're going to talk a little bit of Le'Veon Bell. We're going to talk about why Mexico screwed up the greatest game of all time. And we're going to talk a tiny little bit of NBA at the end, just talking about the Draymond KD thing, Markelle Fultz, why it just doesn't make any sense. So we're going to have some fun, boys and girls. Let's get to it. Now, what did Mama tell you?
Told me when I was young, said sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day.
Alright, welcome to the Simple Man Radio Week 11 preview. It's me, Bobby. We got Zach. We got Cam.
What's up?
Boys, we are in Week 11. The season is flying by. It's a little bit depressing, but we're right in the meat of football. We got playoff pictures playing out, and there is a lot going on. And so we're going to do this game first because Le'Veon Bell has decided that he's not playing football this year. And it is officially Le'Veon Bell burning jersey season. And that's my favorite season. Like, we usually don't get – we only get, you know, jersey burnings at, like, certain times of the year. And then it's – all of a sudden it's November and we get to see jerseys burn. I mean, this is like –
it's the best time of the year for you, huh?
It really is. This is the most wonderful time of the year. It's beautiful. The people, the Steelers fans of Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
They make the talent, not Le'Veon Bell. And you know what? They're kind of right. To get serious, though, this whole thing is a mess. And I know it's a mess from the beginning and it's ending now. But I don't think Le'Veon Bell knew what he was doing. I think he was just, like, making decisions on the fly. Because, you know, his agent and him are saying, like, yeah, we'll be back week one. We'll be there week one. And then it's, okay, we're going to be there week 4. And then it's, okay, we're going to be there week 8. And then it's, okay, we're going to be – it's like, all right, dude, are you coming back? He came to Pittsburgh. He said, bye, Miami, and came to Pittsburgh. And was like, gotcha. Like, he was just literally messing with the team.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I think, you know, people could say what they want. But, you know, the Steelers have kind of been proven to be on the right side of this because James Conner is playing so well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying Conner is better than Le'Veon. But you can't say that Le'Veon would be having a much better season than Connor is right now. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Zach, what's your take on it?
You know what, man? I've been on Le'Veon's side for the most part just because I think what he's doing for the greater good of the players is going to be beneficial in the short term. I mean, he's missing out on 14 and some odd million dollars, which to any of us would be, you know, hard to do. But he's made his millions. You know, he was franchise tag last year. However, he did tell them that he would refuse to play under another franchise tag if that's the move that they wanted to go down, because we've all seen these running backs, you know, in his age, you know, going into, you know, 26, 27 years old, and they get one more shot at a contract, and the team wants to drag that out, and they will say, "Well, we want to feed you the ball for another 400 to 500 times this year and get
beaten on their body right there."
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's like, "No, I want my guaranteed money now
for sure."
So,
okay, but
I kind of understand what he's saying. The only thing that I don't like is that what you were talking about, where he was like, "Okay, I'll be back week one. All right, never mind, I'll be back."
Kind of playing games at that point, especially on social media. Yeah.
I think he screwed himself because he's not going to make more money doing it. Like, he's not going to make up the 15 mil he lost.
And was he going to get an extra contract, though, for that?
Well, even if he did, like, you know, if he does get the biggest contract that he thinks he's going to get, which I honestly don't think he's going to get because of, you know, the running back situation in the NFL. But he literally just threw away $15 million on, like, I heard a stat, like, there's, like, a 10% chance of, like, him tearing his ACL. And even if he tore his ACL, it didn't mean he wouldn't get his contract. And like I said, you know, I think the Colts will be in play, the Jets, and there was one other team with a lot of cap space that would make sense. But yeah, just I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. And the fact that you know, this he kept on saying he's going to come back. It's like, well, if you would have, you know, signed that, you know, they could have had this, told the Steelers, like, hey, agree to a trade, I'll sign the franchise tender, trade me. But instead,
I don't necessarily think it was for the $15 million. I don't think he's been sitting out.
I think it was something million. Else. It has been something else going on, especially with the, I know it's had something with the coaches, maybe something was going on, team chemistry.
It got personal something. When the offensive lineman called him out, and then it just turned.
Oh yeah.
Turned the
oh, yeah.
What I did think was funny about the whole situation is Big Ben's like, yeah, I texted him before the deadline. And they're like, did he respond? He's like, nope. Like, and he seemed like, I don't know why. It's like, Big Ben, you haven't talked to the guy in 9 months, and you
you really think he's gonna say something to you at this point?
You text him 30 minutes before he has to show up. Like,
hey man, where you at?
Hey, how's the family doing, Le'Veon? Come on now, Big Ben.
I'm pretty sure he never talked to Le'Veon in probably the whole time he was there.
No, I think it was like recorded that he never, like, him and Le'Veon didn't talk the entire time during his holdout.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to the game. Steelers at Jags. Steelers got 78 votes. Jags got 35.
Man, they're coming in hard on that one, huh?
I know. Jags used to be getting 100 votes.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is good.
Yes.
Cam, who do you got in this one?
Well, you know me, man. I'm going to go with my Jags, of course. Well, we are undefeated against the Steelers at this point. I mean, we've been beating back at home for the past, year now? Two times. So I think we're trying to hold off on that. I mean, even though my Jags are not holding up to where they should be at, we're at home. So I think we're trying to get this little home victory over the Steelers. It's a rivalry game for us. So go with the Jags, man, of course.
Yeah, this was actually a little tougher one than I thought it would be because the Jags have had such good success against Pittsburgh. That's being said, I know it's not the same year, but it's hard to beat a team three.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat a team three times.
Yes.
The Steelers are rolling. The Jags are not. I'm going Steelers. Zach, if you're there, who do you got?
Listen, man, Cam, you're talking about.
Before you start, you were really quiet for the last minute. I was like, dang it, we freaking dropped him. But go ahead.
Nah, man, Cam wants to talk about these rival games all of a sudden. Huh?
Oh my god, yeah,
he wants to show up and talk about these rival games all of a sudden.
See what happened. See what we talked about.
What happened was.
It's reality. I mean, something came up. I've had punishment for it, so it's okay.
We all know what happened. We all know what happened. You got scared. You got scared.
Sometimes, man, if you've seen the last play, it shouldn't have happened, you know?
And that was a fumble, bro. He was losing control of that ball.
No, it was not.
He lost control of that ball.
His knee was down.
No, it was not. Have you seen the still shot?
I don't even know if our listeners know what game we're talking about, by the way. We're talking about Jags Colts last week.
But stay out of this, all right? We're going to talk about Jags in a little bit, all right?
If you saw the still shot, his knee is like an inch above the ground. And the ball is clearly out of his hand.
Oh, so we got measurements now over here.
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, the eyeball measurements, but anyway, you know, we didn't even have to score a point in the last half of the game to beat y'all. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you want to say.
Like, well, who are you gonna pick then? How about that? Who are you gonna pick? You gonna pick my Jags?
I'm gonna pick the Steelers, man. The Jags suck.
I can't wait to go into the Colts on this one. Oh, bro. Ooh, we gonna talk about this.
All right,
well, we only have to show up for one half of a game to beat the Jags.
We might as well do it now. Titans at Colts. Titans coming off a big win against the Patriots, 64 votes. The Colts on a 3-game winning streak, but they're still under 548 votes. Zach, you're a Colts analyst. Go for it.
You know, man, it's gonna be a tough game. This is a do or die game. You know, he's been doing that all season.
I know. Yeah, but I just like the third time I heard him say that. I was like, nobody else hearing this right now? Nobody else hearing this.
Either way, man, this is a do or die game for us. The AFC South is all like 3 games apart from top to bottom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And for between us and the Titans, we're actually 1 game apart. So if we win, we're tied up with a half game advantage because we beat them. And I think the Titans are going to be, I don't know, man. I think they're going to be vulnerable coming back. We can't really put our finger. I haven't been able to put my finger on the Titans, whether they're a good team or not. Obviously, beating the Patriots is a good check mark. Mm-hmm. But also, it's Mike Vrabel. So he's got extra motivation to do well in that game and prepare, you know, extra hard for that game. So I think they might be vulnerable coming off this big win because they were so focused on the Pats. And we have some momentum going in our favor. However, we do need to get some defensive stops. Our defense just completely fell apart last week in the second half. Luckily, Kenny Moore stripped that ball right out of old boy's hands right at the last second to save the game against the terrible Jaguars. But having said all that, I think if the Colts can get some stops, they're going to win. So I am going to pick them.
All right, so you're saying this is a do-or-die game, Zach, for the Colts?
I think it's a make or break for our season for sure.
But it's a do or die game?
Yeah. All do right, or die.
So, breaking news, Zach said he's going to kill all the Colts if they don't win. That's going in the
headline. He's saying it now.
That's going in the headline.
Zach Holton, analyst.
The analyst over
here. Zach threatens to kill all the Colts. All right, so I'll be real quick. Titans, like you said, Zach, they're iffy team. They're coming off a big win. Colts are reeling. They're at home. I think they're playing. Mm-hmm. They're having fun. They're playing loose. I got Colts. Cam, who you got?
Yeah, man. I definitely what Zach said. I mean, especially with the Titans coming off a big win like that. They got high heads right now. So I'm going to go with the Titans. I know it's going to be do or die for both of them, actually, what you said. So, I mean, whoever wins this game is going to be on the top, to be honest. I really think so. So
you know what? We might have to play a full three quarters to beat these guys. I don't know. But
I'm just saying. It's probably going to be – I'm going to give you the score right now. It's probably going to be 30-7 Titans.
All right.
I'm picking Titans all day on this one.
Cam hasn't given a single prediction on a score all year until week 11 game of AFC South.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All of a sudden,
okay.
Cam's doing score predictions.
I'm doing 30-7. I'm calling it.
All right.
You know, hey, remember that one play where we blocked a field goal and ran it back?
Talking about that. We
all right, next game.
Tyrod Taylor all day.
We got a lot to get to, guys.
You guys is that three more games?
Lay out at five. All right, so Vikings at Bears. This is Sunday night primetime. Our stepchild Chicago Bears got 69 votes. The Vikings got 46. And you know what? As much as I don't want to agree with the listeners, I'm going with the listeners. The Bears are reeling. I love Chicago.
Yeah.
Vikings, they're real iffy. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. He hasn't really proven it yet. Although I do think the Vikings are a good team all around and they're better off with Kirk. But I just think the Bears are reeling. They haven't had that big signature win yet, and I think this is going to be the one. So I'm going Bears. Zach, who do you got?
You know what, man? This might be my favorite game of the week, actually. I know everybody's going to say Rams-Chiefs, but I'm actually really looking forward to this game. Just because, you know, it's two good defenses, two decent offenses, and it's a division game. And the Bears are trying to create some space between them and second place in the NFC North. Yeah. And Trubisky, man, he balled out last week. I don't know if you guys saw. That dude can throw a football, man. He's a pretty decent football player. So, like, I agree with Bobby. I think the Bears are going to take this one.
All right, Cam, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm probably going to agree with you guys on this. But even though I feel like Thielen's having a breakout season, especially this year, he's setting some records over there. So, I'm probably going to have to disagree, actually. I'm going to change my vote on that one. I'm going to go with the Vikings on this one, just to finish up here. Get tired. I'm
started talking
tired
about Thielen.
I'm getting tired of going with you guys. I'm going to go with the Vikings on this one.
Sorry, man. Just keep losing.
See, that's bust. I'm going to try to switch it around. I'm going to go for the underdogs now. Forget that.
All right.
That's Bobby, how that went for him last week.
Hell yeah. It's all the ring.
I think I went above 500. Let's do Bucks at Giants, baby. Bucks got 46 votes. The Giants got 68. This one's personal,
Bobby,
because my roommate
is a Bucks fan. Giants analyst.
Who do you have?
Okay, the Giants—they just came off a win against the 49ers. We're looking a little better. We still got a lot of struggles. People are like, "Oh, why don't they just tank?" It's like you can't just tell football players to just play bad. It's just you can't do that. But you know, I think the smart pick would be the Bucks. And honestly, like you know, I usually pick with my heart. But this week, I'm going Giants. Giants are going to beat the Bucks. You hear that, Tim? Woo-woo!
Got a real fan over here. I'm just
waiting for my roommate to come. He's a true-hearted analyst.
Well, actually. All right, Sam, who you got in this one?
Yeah, man, after that win, I'm definitely starting to like Saquon a lot more, even though I liked him at the beginning of the season. So I'm going to go with you on the Giants on this one. I feel like with Saquon back there, they cannot win. So I'm gonna go with the Giants on this one.
I have to admit something, guys. You know, we record pretty late on Sundays, and you know, I can't sleep after we record because it kind of gets me wired up. And you know, I usually take a nap when I get off work on Monday, but we're at my buddy's house. I fell asleep in the second half of that Giants 49ers game.
Oh wow, really?
I thought you were a true fan. Hey, listen, I'm honest. You can expect honesty from me, listeners. I don't know about Cam and Zach, but you can expect honesty from me. When I say I'm gonna, actually, never mind. Zach, this
one. Tell you what, man, it's gonna be hard for me to pick the Bucks moving forward, like for the rest of the season, just because I think they're falling apart. Hard.
They're done.
However, I do think, you know, with Fitzmagic, Fitz sorcery, you know, he could jump on a train and score. You know, they could pop off 21 points, you know, real quick.
Yeah, he can jump. So on
this
train.
Game, this game, and get 21 points. Anyway, this game could go either way, but I'm gonna pick the Giants.
That's what I like to hear. Cam, did I let you pick this one yet?
Yes, you did. Actually,
right. He said Giants.
I'm all over the place. All right, let's do this one. We got three games left. This one's kind of boring. Texans at Redskins. Texans 69 votes. Redskins 41. It's a rematch of the training camp intramural inter-squad practice from a couple of years ago. Even though D'Angelo Hall's not there,
broke his ankle over there.
Zach, who do you got in this one?
Tell you what, man, I am starting to hate the Texans more and more every year. That stupid missed field goal that they won on last week just made me – well, not last week, but the week before that – just made me so mad against the Broncos. And they have won, like, two or three games where it's just, like, plays that have just gone in their direction. And everybody's, like, praising them as being a really great team. And it's like, no, they're not as good as what everybody says they are. So I'm going to pick the Redskins to beat them because I don't like the Texans.
Well, listen, the Giants are at 2-7 right now. 9-7 is going to win the NFC East. And for that to happen, the Redskins have to keep losing. And I just think the Texans are better. And even though they're in Washington, I got Texans, man. I think Deshaun Watson is going to do some big stuff against that Redskins D. That's nothing special. I think the Redskins O-line is a little banged up. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm going Texans. Cam, who do you got?
Yeah, like you said, the O-line for the Redskins is a little banged. That's the one thing, because I know the Texans got a good, nice little deep front running over there. So, but I'm going to go with the Redskins on that one, man. I love AP, so I'm going to go with him on that.
All righty. All right, this next one was our closest vote of the week. We got Bengals at Ravens. Bengals 56 votes. Ravens 58. We don't know if Joe Flacco is going to play. Lamar Jackson.
I was about to say, who's going to be the quarterback?
Who's going to be starting?
Lamar Jackson might get his first start. This one is so hard for me to pick because all season long I've been like, the Bengals are good. The Bengals are good. And finally, I'm like, you know what? The Bengals aren't good. Their defense isn't good. I just have like looked at their defense from past years, and it's just really not good. Their offense isn't special. AJ Green is still battling injury. He's
still out. Yep.
So I'm like, I'm definitely going Ravens this week. And then I see Lamar Jackson might play, who I think is just – I think Lamar Jackson's just a way faster Tim Tebow. And damn. It is really hard for me to pick. That being said, I think because they're being quiet, I don't know, man. I'm just going to go Ravens. And I would could say Bengals if Lamar Jackson's starting, but I don't know. I'm just going to go Ravens. Cam, who do you got?
Yeah, I agree. With AJ being out, that's going to take away the whole of the offense right there. So I'm going to go to Ravens on this one for sure. Black and purple, baby. Woo!
Purple and black.
You guys chose.
Zach Attack.
You guys chose. Who you got? Oh, that was nice. I like that. Anyway, you guys chose Ravens. I'm going to choose Bengals because that's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm. That's just the way I am.
Okay? Any explanation. Come on now.
Andy Dalton's red hair.
That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. People just lost so much respect for the show.
The red hair.
All right. We got our game of the week, the best Monday night football game ever. We got Chiefs at Rams. This game was supposed to be in Mexico City, and I was talking to my friend.
Do you see the field?
We'll get there. I was talking to my friend, and I was like, this is so great. We get the best matchup of the whole year, and we get it on a neutral field. On prime time, like, how can you get anything better than that? And then Mexico is too dumb to have a stadium that they just had a concert there with Shakira and it's just trash. Like, are you out of your mind? Like, this should be like the biggest thing of your year. Is like, we got to make sure this stadium is good.
Hey, Shakira is a model.
Like the Hall of Fame game when they like, oh, we put the wrong paint on the field and we just can't, we can't run. Like, that's the only game of the year that's important to you. So it just, it's so aggravating me that Mexico couldn't get this stadium ready. Like, get the stadium ready for Monday Night Football, Chiefs at Rams. You're going to get the greatest ratings in the world. We're going to see laser pointers on people, players' eyes again. People with just random jersey, probably a lot of Raiders jerseys in the crowd. And we don't get that because Mexico cannot control their field. It's like Brazil when their swimming pool for the Olympics turned green. It's so aggravating. That being said, Chiefs got 40 votes. Rams got 68. Super surprising. Cam, who do you got in this one? Zach, who do you got in this one?
You know what, man? I am going to pick the Chiefs, who might be the underdog. I don't know. But I think with the way that the Chiefs can run the ball with Kareem Hunt and the way they can the way Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball, they can keep up with the Rams on scoring. And the Rams haven't really been stopping the run all that well lately. So I think the Chiefs will be able to kind of control the ball with the run and you know, keep toe-to-toe with them on scoring points. So yeah. I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
Yeah, it blows my mind that the Rams won this vote by 28 votes. One, I thought it'd be close, but I think I'm definitely going Chiefs. This one wasn't even hard for me to pick. No key to lead for the Rams. Like you said, their defense has been iffy the past few weeks. I know it's in L.A., but they really don't have a home field advantage. And Tyreek Hill, who's going to cover him? Marcus Peters? Nobody's going to be able to cover Tyreek Hill. And like you said, they've been giving up a lot on run. Kareem Hunt's going to do what he can. And then Patrick Mahomes has just been amazing. The only loss they've had, it was like a 3-40 loss against the Patriots in New England. And so that's why I think it's going to be a good game. Like, I can't wait to see it, but Cooper Kupp's out. So I got Chiefs in this one. I think it should be not easy, but it's an easy pick for me. You know, you dig?
Yeah, you feel me?
I think Cam's gone, which is fine.
Yeah, I think
because
he's gone.
This is the last pick. You know what? Whatever, Cam, get out.
He got suspended for conduct detrimental to the podcast.
Yeah, ridiculous. He missed the most
for the last pick.
Misses the most important game. I'm going to do rapid fire standings, and then we'll talk a little bit NBA. Cam's in last, 34-43, 4-5 last week. I went 4-5 last week. I'm one game under 500. You're in second, 41-37. You went 6-3. The listeners also went 6-3 at 45-33. They're killing us. But listen, we can't just pick favorites every week like the listeners do. Like, we have to be smart and witty. And sometimes that puts us in a little hole, especially this NFL season where it hasn't been upset city like past seasons have been. So do I dare just, you know what, Cam's gone. And it's officially gone. He just sent me a text. I was talking. I thought y'all were effing with me. That word bubble's going on. I picked Chiefs. Okay, Cam, I'm going to put you down for the Rams. Nobody's ever going to be able to prove it. All right, let's talk NBA drama. So here's the basis of it. Draymond Green decided that he was going to take the game-winning shot, tripped and fumbled, and Kevin Durant was mad. They had a little scuffle. And supposedly in the locker room, Draymond, like, called, like, KD a B-word and said, like, talked about his free agency coming up. And I love it, man, because it looks like the Warriors are going to implode. This is going to be the last year of their dynasty. And we're not going to deal with Warriors, Warriors, Warriors forever. The Warriors fans will go back to being Lakers fans in about 4 years. And I think this is just the best thing ever for the NBA. What were your thoughts when you first saw it?
Well, first off, I think ESPN is kind of blowing it up a little bit, but that's what they do. You know, all the sports networks, they like to blow up all the drama. I don't think it's as big of a deal as what they're making it out to be. Like, they're saying that the Warriors are siding with Kevin Durant because they want him to re-sign, so that's why they suspended Draymond and all this and all that. They're telling Draymond that they're not with him, they're with KD, when clearly Draymond just probably crossed the line in the locker room, like you said, behind the scenes. I mean, that's not too far-fetched to think that Draymond would do something like that. A guy that's, you know, tried to kick Steven Adams in the nuts, like, how many times?
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, the big alarming thing with me is they suspended Draymond, so it's not just like some little thing that's getting blocked. It's a serious enough issue for the Warriors, who are a pretty easygoing team, to suspend Draymond over it.
Well, that's why I think like he just crossed the line, and I think it's, you know, it'll be something that they'll figure out. But having said that, I do agree with you that I think the Warriors are going to get broken up this year. Draymond's looking to get re-signed. KD's probably – he's been taking a pay cut to stay there. Then he's probably getting tired of taking a pay cut. He probably wants a long-term deal somewhere. So, I don't know, man. We'll see what happens in this offseason, but they'll probably get another championship. KD will have three rings and then be able to walk away and then go build a franchise somewhere else. Maybe hop down to L.A. with LeBron. Who knows?
That would be ridiculous. A couple other NBA things. Jimmy Butler, we should have waited till after the game to record this, but he's making his debut at your Orlando Magic. That'll be interesting. And then,
Markelle Fultz got benched.
Yeah, Markelle Fultz has decided to start doing pump fakes on his free throws. So that's news. You know?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. He said the ball slipped.
Yeah, but like, and just general with him, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this where the guy was a baller and he just literally forgot how to play. It doesn't make any sense. It's not like he needs to work on a shot. Like, he just forgot how to play. It doesn't make any sense at all how this could happen.
Yeah, I think he's got to get traded, like, to be honest. Like, something's going on with his head. Like, you know, like, it's not just like a basketball issue. Like you said, the dude knows how to play basketball. It's like something's going on internally with him to where I think he just needs to go somewhere where there's like a proven head coach, like a San Antonio situation, or you know, somewhere where a coach knows how to, like, you know, bring players back, or, you know, talk to players, or get them in a good system and get them some good confidence or something like that. But
it's just,
especially with all the drama that Jimmy Butler might bring.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler is going to destroy this kid. I just don't think there's anything anybody could do for him. I don't think there's any coach, any like system. I think he's just broken. It doesn't make it's never going to make sense to anybody. Like, you know, 20 years from now when we hear the real story, like, but I just don't. There's no explanation for somebody just forgetting how to play basketball. Like, it's one thing like somebody can't like play under the pressure, but like this guy can't shoot in the gym either. Like, there's just it really just doesn't make any sense. Like, I feel so dumb, like, not being able to, like, say, oh, this is what's contributing to it. Like, it just – there's nothing that can make me, like, make somebody just forget how to shoot a basketball, forget how to play, where the guy – like, where they're saying, like, the guy's range is, like, 10 feet. I know he's been a little better this year, but that's more of them, like, you know, trying to, like, try and build his confidence or whatnot, and it's just not working. And then with Jimmy Butler coming there, he's just going to destroy this kid. And it might be a galvanizing thing where, you know, Jimmy Butler never gets on Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid because he's constantly like, this Markelle Fultz dude, like, you are so soft. Like, you, what do you mean, like, you're nervous or you're under pressure? It's like, I grew up in the projects and I had a rough life. You just need to learn how to shoot, you mental loser. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Mental loser? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. We'll see what happens. You know, there'll probably be a 30 for 30 out there eventually on it. Like,
all right, well, I guess that's the show. This is Simple Man Radio Midweek Pick'em Show. Listen, we haven't asked people to do this in a long time, but please subscribe, rate, and review. It's a lot. It's really important to us. And then follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Simple Man Radio. It's simple. We're putting out funny stuff, good stuff all day. Instagram's a lot of, you know, if you follow our Instagram, you really don't have to follow anything else for sports news because we get all the big stories out. We get all the smaller ones. And Twitter, man, we're just out there having a fun time laughing. You can follow our personal. So it's all good. That being said, until Monday, and we're going to have a good interview this week. It's not going to be a big name one, but it is going to be a good one. And we'll see y'all then. Okay, cool. Hook 'em.
Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is...
is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.